there, and welcome to What You May Have Mythed, and something a little different this week. Rather than telling you a short tale from mythology, I would like to talk to you about my new venture called Tales from the Trunk. It's a kind of spin-off from What You May Have Mythed in the fact that it is a storytelling venture that delves into myths, legends, folklore, and history from around the world. But rather than listening to these stories, you can read them via the good old-fashioned means of snail mail. When it isn't a bill or some other piece of post that requires you spending a fortune on something or other, getting letters through the mail can be a very exciting experience. And that is what Tales from the Trunk is. Post that is exciting and that transports you to another time. Hopefully. The letters revolve around the character of Persephone, who much prefers to be called Percy, and her adopted pet dragon, Engelbert. And it follows them as they wander through time, visiting moments from mythology, legend, and history as they take place. For example, one day, Percy could be walking through the Welsh hills, taking in their beauty, when suddenly, poof, she finds herself facing the legendary battle between the red and the white dragon. Now, what she gets up to when she's there, you will have to wait and see, because of course I'm not going to give away any spoilers. But when her adventure has come to an end, she types them down in letters on her typewriter, fills in her adventure journal, draws a postcard with an illustration on, seals it all up in a wax-sealed bind, slides it into a stamped envelope, and pops it into the post, sending it anywhere in the world. And starting in January, she will be doing this once a month, and you can sign up to get these letters sent to you or to someone you think might enjoy them. Or both, if you fancy. How it works is simple. After tomorrow, head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk and find a subscription that works for you. At the moment, there is a 3-month and a 6-month, with the rolling monthly subscription coming in January 2024. And then when your letter arrives, the first one being in January 2024, there will be a letter from Percy describing her adventures, with the occasional illustration on it, a page from her adventure journal filled with doodles and thoughts and sometimes even a small story about the time she has turned up in, and a postcard for you to send someone far away sharing stories of your own adventure. Percy's adventures are something that anyone of any age can enjoy, whether you're 8 or 108. As long as you love adventures, reading and sharing your own stories, this is perfect for you. So after tomorrow, head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk to find out more, and head over to Instagram and look for The Tales from the Trunk, and you'll get your first glimpse of Percy and Engelbert. A bit shorter today, but there is still room for On This Day in History. And to start with, we are going back to the Roman Empire, where in 43 BCE, Marcus Tullius Cicero, that very famous Roman orator and politician, was assassinated in the Formiae by soldiers under the command of Mark Antony. Yes, the chap that ran away with Cleopatra to Egypt, where they both promptly killed themselves. In 1732, the Royal Opera House opened for the first time in Covent Garden in London. If you ever have the opportunity, make sure you go, even if it's not to go and see opera, but to just go and sit in the rooftop bar that looks out over the entirety of Covent Garden. And in 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor was launched in the midst of World War II. And that's all for me this week. So I shall see you next week, where we will be back to our usually scheduled programming of mythology in another episode of What You May Have Mythed.